All hail the power of Jesus, name let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Yesterday, we started a study on the subject of biblical fellowship. We stated that there are many erroneous views regarding fellowship that we find in the Scriptures. So we began our study by looking at the question of what is biblical fellowship. And we saw from 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, 1 John 1 and verse 3, Philippians 2 and verse 1, and also 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14, and a number of other passages, that to summarize what biblical fellowship is, it is a joint participation. It is a sharing in common, or it's having communion with God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and with fellow Christians in a spiritual sense of work, worship, service, and sacrifice, and suffering. So, to sum it up even more briefly, it is Christians doing God's will. And then we looked at the question of, is fellowship conditional or is it unconditional? We saw from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, that we must be in Christ. We saw in 1 John 1, verse 7, that we must walk in the light as God is in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of his Son cleanses us from sin. So fellowship is conditional, Bible fellowship. The kind that we read about in the Scriptures is conditional. And truly, we must abide in the doctrine of Christ, as 2 John verses 9 through 11 teaches. If we abide in the doctrine of Christ, we have both the Father and Son. But if we do not abide, if we transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, we have neither the Father nor the Son. So, Bible fellowship is conditional. In our study today, we'd like to examine the question of with whom can we have fellowship? Well, certainly, if fellowship is conditional, as we've already seen, then we cannot have fellowship with everyone, because not everyone is in Christ. Not everyone walks in the light. Not everyone abides in the doctrine of Christ. So we see then that anyone that, for instance, just has not obeyed the first principles of the gospel, they're not in Christ, they certainly are not walking in the light, and they're certainly not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. We can have fellowship with everyone who has fellowship with God. But again, that fellowship is conditional. It's in the book of 1 John that we read in chapter 1 and verse 3 these words. He says, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." So we can have fellowship with God as with individuals, but also we can have fellowship with God with all churches that have fellowship with God. You know, it's in Philippians chapter 4 that the Apostle Paul made this statement in verse 15. He says, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only." So we see that the King James Version says communicated. The New King James uses the word shared. And if we look at the American Standard Version, it says had fellowship. So with whom can we have fellowship? We can have fellowship with all who have fellowship with God. Now, from whom then can we withdraw or withhold our fellowship? Well, those that do not have fellowship with God. Those that do not have fellowship with God are those that practice sin. In Ephesians 5, verse 7, it says, "Be ye not therefore partakers with them." And remember, we said our word fellowship means partaker. Here we are not to be partakers with them, those that practice sin. It's in verse 11 of Ephesians 5. It says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." In 1 Timothy 5, verse 22, it says, "Neither be partaker of other men's sin." So we are not, and we can withhold, we can withdraw our fellowship from those that practice sin. Another verse is 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 6. "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the traditions which he received of us." And one other passage on this is found in, of course, others, but let's look at this one as our final passage. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let's begin a reading here with verse 14. "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." You know, when we look back at those verses, when it says unequally yoked, when it talks about what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, the word communion, and what communion has light with darkness, the word accord, what accord has Christ with Belial, or the word part, what part has a believer with an infidel? So all of these words are different expressions for that word that we are studying in our lesson today, and that is fellowship. So no scripture authorizes us to fellowship sin. No scripture anywhere, not at any time, are we to have fellowship with sin. So then, we see, can a congregation have fellowship with a person that's not a member of it? Well, yes, the church at Philippi had fellowship with Paul. And we find this in the passage that we looked at a moment ago in Philippians chapter 1. And verse 5 is also, especially in Philippians 4, verses 14 through 16. Well, could the church at Philippi withheld or withdrawn their fellowship with Paul? Absolutely. What about a church relieving a destitute saint who is a member of another congregation? Wouldn't this be fellowship? Well, certainly. And we see in the New Testament the example of churches that sent relief to the churches in Jerusalem, and to churches in Judea. Also, we see that churches can send greetings to individuals that are members of another congregation. Just one of many passages is, for instance, Colossians 4 and verse 15. "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. This is Paul in writing the letter to the church at Colossae, telling them to salute the brethren that are in Laodicea and in Nymphas' house, which is where the church met. And we see that individuals can send greetings to churches of which they are not members. In Philippians 4 and verse 21, Paul said to the church at Philippi, "The brethren which are with me greet thee." And then when he wrote the letter to the church at Corinth, he said in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 20, "All the brethren greet you." So, may a congregation withhold its support, withhold endorsement from an individual who either teaches or practices immorality, or must they continue to support that individual regardless of his action? Well, I think you and I know the answer to that. But then, too, what should be our attitude toward individuals or churches that teach error or practices evil? Or maybe they harbor a person and they defend a person, or, you know, of which the congregation does. What should be our attitude toward an individual or a church that endorses, encourages, or even supports financially obvious error and sin? What about a church that receives into fellowship a person that has been withdrawn from by another church? Or what about a church that receives into fellowship a person who has been a member of an unscriptural church without that person making acknowledgement of sin? Friends, we must not justify the wicked nor condemn the righteous. In Proverbs 17, verse 15, "He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord." In Isaiah 5 and verse 23, "Woe unto them which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." Friends, we must hate sin. We must love righteousness. Amos 5 verse 15 says, "Hate the evil and love the good." David said in Psalms 119 verse 104 and also in verse 128, "I hate every false way." And of course, a passage in Isaiah 5 verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." So too, we must not be partakers of other men's sins by our actions. This is a passage that we read in 1 Timothy. In chapter 5, it's in verse 22 that these words are said. "Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sin. Keep yourself pure." So, again, we must not be partakers of other men's sins by our actions, by engaging either in the sin with them, or by encouraging them to sin, or by consenting with those that sin, although maybe we don't actually commit the sin ourselves, or by improperly associating ourselves with them, by giving a wrong example and having the wrong influence, by our knowing another person's guilt, but failing to act, failing to rebuke, failing to expose, or else by endorsing or upholding or supporting that person in their sin. And certainly, as John talked about in 2 John 9, verse Second John, there's no chapters in Second John, but in Second John verses 9 through 11, "If anyone transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. And he says that if any person comes unto you and brings not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For they that bid him Godspeed are partaker of his evil deeds." We must never justify before God when we are share in some way, encourage, endorse, or support sin. We must have no fellowship with sin, but rather reprove it. Please, we see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's under then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.